Here on The World recently, we've featured some of the songs that have emerged from the Ebola crisis in West Africa. The artists typically sing about how the virus is spread and how people can protect themselves. A lot of the songs are raps and double as public service announcement. Now there's a new song that was actually produced here in the U.S., and this one is aimed at letting people in West Africa know that they're not alone in all of this. Ilana Gordon of WHYY in Philadelphia has that story.
Chilton DeMerchant James is a Liberian-born musician who runs a community recording studio in southwest Philadelphia. For the last few weeks, in between engineering other people's projects, he's been humming his own tune.
It's like, kick Ebola out of Africa. Kick Ebola. So something like that, I'm still working on it. That I haven't played yet, but it's in my mind, and that's why I keep running here to see if I can put something down in the machine.
James says it's easy to feel helpless. Support doesn't seem to be arriving soon enough. And he's constantly bombarded with misinformation and confusion, especially on social media. So he's turning to something he knows to spread information and support. For the last couple of weekends, James has brought in some friends to help develop his concept for a song and lay down the tracks.
The only thing we can do is to prevent and stop this deadly virus from spreading around. And that's the most important thing we can do, create the awareness.
Sensitizing your hands, stay away from the infected. Ebola came to destroy us.
We are too beautiful, we are too precious to be dying like this.
Samantha Tupi Morris is a backup singer and producer.
The more we sing, we become powerful. Yeah.
Well, my name is T. Snare Harris, drummer. We are here, but we feel the pains that they feel back home.
As a Liberian, you hate to see a country in a negative light.
James Sua sings background vocals.
To me, what it feels like is we're not just fighting the virus, but we're also fighting the stigma.
Chilton James says the idea originated as something for Liberians, but the song has turned into something more universal.
My view is if we are not together, we can never stop Ebola from spreading. Sweet.
Just as the group put the final touches on the song, Steve Worslow stopped in. He's widely known across West Africa as Big Steve and is James's mentor and music icon.
He's good, and the music is good.
But he said it needed more edge.
There are a lot of Ebola songs out there, and they're just saying Ebola, Ebola, like they're praising Ebola.
James agreed, so he added in Big Steve.
Death is war, and it's raw, against mankind, and there's no time.
James says they could always spend more time on the song, making it even better. But they feel an urgency to get their message out.
Let's get together.
For The World, I'm Ilana Gordon, Philadelphia.